By Monday, state transportation officials must come up with a plan to put the state's roads, bridges, and rails on the right track financially. Officials estimate the state could need up to $1 billion a year in new revenue to meet highway, MBTA, and other mass transit needs. Governor Patrick said yesterday he's not ruling out an increase in the income tax and says all other options are on the table.
We will have a transportation plan which is not just about plugging holes and patching what's broken, but really about investing in a transportation system worthy of a 21st century economy and commonwealth.
But Governor Patrick also expressed hesitation about pursuing an increase in the state gasoline tax, which he unsuccessfully tried to push through the legislature in 2009. The state transportation secretary at that time was James Aloisi, who's now a transportation consultant. Recently, in Commonwealth magazine, Aloisi floated several different ideas for funding the transit system and says he thinks raising the gas tax should still be an option.
People need to come to grips with a few realities. One is that there's no commodity that anyone buys in Massachusetts that hasn't gone up in price since 1991 or gone up with inflation. And the reality is we're subsidizing motorists by not having a gas tax that at least keeps pace with inflation, number one. Number two, we've created an entirely inequitable approach to transportation financing by forcing fare increases on transit riders and keeping vehicular motorists free from sharing the burden.
You've suggested raising the gas tax maybe by 19 cents a gallon. That's got to be a head-whipping number for drivers listening to this morning.
For the average motorist, that's about 2 or 3 cups of Dunkin' Donuts coffee a year. It doesn't add up to a lot of money. It sounds like a lot, but when you think about how much people use, it doesn't. Of course, some people make decisions to have large vehicles that are not fuel efficient. We live with the decisions we make. I don't mean to be glib about it, but we need to look at our future, and we need to understand that our future in terms of energy security, in terms of environmental protection, in terms of mobility, depends upon a more realistic and honest appraisal of the cost of vehicular mobility and the way it is dragging us down in many ways.
Another suggestion you float for raising new revenue is one that we know is on the minds of the Patrick administration, the Vehicle Miles Travel Tax, or VMT, which would essentially require tracking cars and it would charge folks per mile for the number of miles they drive. Flesh that out for us.
VMT is probably the fairest approach to raising net new revenue. It's a pure user fee. It only charges you for what you use. What's great about VMT is that it's all technology-driven, so it can be really adjusted for fairness. So if you're driving in Berkshire County or Hampden County, a more rural environment, where by definition you travel longer distances, we charge you the base fee. If you drive in the city, if you drive in more urban and congested areas, we charge you the base fee plus an increment because you're utilizing a more congested highway system.
Is this going to unfairly penalize people who live, say, far outside of Boston because it's where they can afford to live, but yet commute into the city because it's where they have to work?
Well, I don't know that it's unfair. I think, look, the other part of this is that we need to improve multimodal transportation options for people, and hopefully some of those people can find a way to get into Boston if that's where they're working. For example, on commuter rail or on another system.
That's not realistic. When you get to the outer reaches of the urban area, there are only a few points where you can catch the commuter rail. So why would you drive 20 miles to catch a commuter rail, pay the tax to drive that 20 miles, then pay the fee to get on the commuter rail to come into the city?
Well, you might do that because it's easier. You might do it because it's faster. You might do it because there were incentives for you to do it.
See, well, it's not going to be less expensive.
Well, it could be depending on how officials structure that type of thing. In other words, I could foresee ways in which you could offer people a quote-unquote multimodal pass for the day, and you could charge them a VMT fee or a commuter rail pass fee through technology that takes into account how that motorist has decided to come into the city.
The MBTA, employee and retiree benefits are a big part of the T budget, which is chronically in trouble. Should benefits be cut? Should employee salaries be cut under this, under any new plan to try and make it easier and less expensive to run the T?
I don't know. We reformed that pretty much as well as it can be reformed, in my view, in 2009. The T retirement system has changed. So I don't think that the solution here is to go back to the same, frankly, tired old arguments about cutting and reforming, because it only nibbles at the margin. We need to recognize the reality. The reality is we have a system that's a transit system that's 100 years old. It's a transit system that is growing. It's a transit system that has significant state of good repair needs because it's been chronically underfunded over the years. And the way to solve that is to do something big and bold and fair and structural. It's not to nibble away at the edges, and it's not to create the sort of red herrings of the past.
Politically, it's up to the lawmakers on Beacon Hill, the House and the Senate. Do you think they're willing to act this time around after not dealing with transportation funding issues for so long?
Well, from what I've read, everyone's saying sort of the right things. People seem to be having transportation funding at the top of their agenda. The one thing I would urge is that people find net new revenue from transportation sources. There's been discussion about raising the income tax or discussion about the sales tax. I don't believe that it's appropriate to fund transportation from non-transportation sources. But I think people need to have the political leadership and courage to have the kind of full and honest conversation about what needs to be done, and then we need to do it.
James Aloisi is a former state transportation secretary. He's currently senior vice president of the Boston-based transportation consulting firm KCUS. Jim, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bob.